Always a highly anticipated event, the Mega Championship Wrestling to benefit the Murray Ridge Center is coming up on Saturday, May 16th at St. John Lutheran's Church. And we're joined in studio by a lot of folks here. We've got, that's amazing we can fit everybody here in our studio today. Jim Nagy from Murray Ridge, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
And also we've got with us Jeff Traxler, who promotes the Mega Championship Wrestling. Hi, Jeff.
Good morning.
And Mad Dog, you're here again, huh? I thought you retired. What's going on with this?
Yeah, I'm retired, but I'm still here. I'm still a part of the show. You can't ever get rid of me.
I'm not sure. We'll find out a little maybe what that exactly means in a minute. We also have with us Brandon X.
Yo.
Hey, I haven't seen you in the past. Have you participated in some of these wrestling events before?
I've been around for about 13 years.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you coming in this morning. Jim, tell us a little bit about a little history of the reason you do this for the Murray Ridge Center.
5 years ago, Jeff and I sat down and we figured we wanted to try to do something to help give back to our community. And since I work for the Murray Ridge Center and since all of the consumers at the Murray Ridge Center love wrestling so much, it seemed like a natural. So we talked with the powers that be at Murray Ridge, and it's hard to believe that this is the fifth year that we're doing this. It's been a tremendous success. We've raised money, and the consumers just absolutely go bananas for professional wrestling.
I would assume many of them have their favorite wrestler that they kind of root for. I mean,
well, they like all of our wrestlers, and you know, and that's been one of the things that, you know, the guys have said is that they just can't believe how great the fans are that come to this show. I mean, they absolutely love working the show, and the consumers just love all of them.
So, Jeff, let's talk with you a little bit about what kind of a card, I guess for lack of a better word, do you call it? What kind of a matchup do you have set for this Mega Championship Wrestling on Saturday, May 16th, St. John Lutheran's Church?
Yeah, we have what I would call a stellar card lined up. Just off the top, some of the things I can tell you is we're going to have a matchup for our Infinity title. Graham Wellington is the champion there. The ladies will be there. Ladies are always popular. This will be a rematch between Angel Dust and Mary Elizabeth Monroe. A tradition that we kind of started a couple years ago, something we're calling the Break the Barrier Battle Royal. We put anybody that wants to participate in the ring, they fight it out. The last man standing gets a shot at any title at any time. They can use it that night. They can bank it for a couple months. What else? I know I'm forgetting. Nate Mattson challenging Soda Pop Johnson for the Mega title.
Don't forget Marion Fontaine either.
Oh, that's right. Marion Fontaine and Dirty Tom are going to fight it out.
I'm fascinated by Soda Pop Johnson. Sounds like an old guy to me. I don't know.
Oh no, he's
not here anywhere. He's not. Well, if he's listening, no. I apologize. But
he might. I don't know. It's too early for him to be up. I think.
Does he have a signature move? I would think some.
I think what is it? The Soda Crush? Is that it?
I think that's what it is.
Or maybe a soda jerk.
I've never taken it, so you know, I stay away from that part.
Well, that's okay. But there's a lot of that goes on. This is on Saturday, May 16th, St. John Lutheran Church. What time does everything get underway?
Doors are going to open at 5. The action is going to start at 6, and that's actually a special start time for us. So we want all our faithful fans that come out every month to take note of it. 5 for doors, 6 for bell.
So Mad Dog, I thought last year was like your retirement swan song. I'm done. This is your final chance to see me. But you're going to be there again. What are they going to have you do? Sell refreshments or something like that?
No, Mad Dog's never going to sell refreshments. He did enough of that. Yes, I'm still happily retired. I miss the crowd. I miss the boys in the locker room. But I don't miss at all the feeling of being hit by a truck the next day after a show. But I'll be there, and you can attach the word shenanigans to what I'm going to be doing. We're going to keep that a little bit of a secret. But I will definitely be there. I wouldn't miss breaking down barriers.
Well, Jeff, you know, every good wrestler sometimes becomes a manager or at least finds some other younger people to kind of take his place.
You're right.
It's one of those things that happens with wrestlers. There's like any sport athlete, there is a sort of a lifespan for somebody who does that sort of thing. Can we bring Brandon X in here with a little bit? Brandon, tell us a little bit about about you, some of the moves you use, and what you enjoy about taking part in this Mega Championship Wrestling to benefit Murray Ridge.
I've been with Mega for about 13 years now, and I'm happy that Mad Dog's still retired every year.
Easy.
Can you share any kind of, I don't know, past encounters maybe that you've had with Mad Dog? And
We have a long history, you know, both good and him hurting himself. But overall, you know, if it wasn't for him, these wouldn't be happening. So you always have to appreciate him for that.
Yeah. Who are you taking on during this?
I'm actually tag teaming with one of my trainees named Jess. We're going to take on Aaron Bauer and War Machine Williams. Me and Aaron Bauer have been going back and forth for about a decade now. He's still mad that I knocked his tooth out 10 years ago. War Machine's kind of somebody he's taken under his wing who's been led in the wrong direction. So, you know, got to kind of knock that out of him.
I see. Yeah, every morning he wakes up and goes to floss and realizes, that Brandon X. One less tooth to worry about, I guess, in some respects like that. Again, this is coming up on Saturday, May 16th, St. John Lutheran Church. It's the Mega Championship Wrestling, the benefit Murray Ridge Center. Jeff, if people want to get the tickets for this or what's the details, find out more details on it.
Absolutely. You can go to, there's a couple places you can buy your tickets. Keith's Comics, 394 Broad Street. White's Auto Care, 578 Cleveland Street, and Circle K at 402 East Broad Street. We've also added a new option for this show. You can actually buy your tickets online now. We're moving up in the world. You can go to MegaChampionshipWrestling.com and take care of that if you want to buy them online. You know, no, don't have to leave the comfort of your home. Or if you want to go directly to it, it's mcw.yapsody.com. It's YAPSODY.com. But all that information is on the website.
Again, it's Saturday, May 16th at St. John Lutheran's Church. I guess there's a chance for some of the wrestlers to pray for a good match as they get ready for the big event again Saturday, May 16th at St. John Lutheran's Church. Guest today, Jim Nagy with Murray Ridge. Thanks for coming in and for what you do, keeping this event going, helping out the folks at Murray Ridge. Appreciate that.
Thank you, sir. My pleasure.
Of course, Mad Dog, as always, nice to see you again.
And, you're never going to get rid of me.
I don't think so. Brandon X, nice to meet you. And good
nice
luck in,
you.
In your match. And Jeff, thanks for putting on such a great card coming
Thank
up
you.
On May 16th.